This is StartNow Channel. StartNow Channel is a media platform set up by the Holy Spirit to shake out mediocrity from children of God. This is the time to build up yourself and release the power of God into your world. Why wait till tomorrow when you can start building yourself today? Join us on our Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram platforms and get set for an encounter.
That God is on your inside is all you need to keep scaling new heights. Because no door can be shut against God. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in. And it's on your inside. So when it's there, no door can be shut against you. When it came down, the prison, the foundation of the prison was shaken and the doors were opened. And everyone's band was loosed. That's what you carry. That's what we are told. One more time, thank Jesus for the privilege of carrying the kingdom of heaven on your inside. Thank Jesus for the privilege of carrying the spirit of life on your inside. Thank Jesus. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Everything I will need, everything you will need is on your inside. Give him glory, give him praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. I don't know why my mentor is sitting down here. Some of the things I would have said about you, maybe I'll be constrained from saying them. Praise God. But I'm speaking on a subject that God released to him several years back. And I pray that this short moment in God's presence will bring a turnaround in anyone's life. One of the greatest enemies of your next level in ministry is the love of money. The love of money will get God out of your life. And you now know how empty you are. So I'll be speaking on assessing your next levels by avoiding the love of money. Assessing your next levels by avoiding the love of money. 1 Timothy 6:10, the word says, "For the love of money is the root of all evils." Not money, the love. The love of money is the root of all evils, which why some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And he was speaking to his son Timothy, verse 11. "But thou, O man of God," so he's talking to us who are in ministry, "flee these things, but follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." Because nature abhors vacuum, you must have to love something before you can be free from the love of another. When our love with God is in place, we are automatically free from the love of money. You don't need to love money to have it. Love God. For we know, we are not guessing, that all things work together for good to them that love God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it hasn't entered the heart of any man, the things that God has reserved for them that love him." No limits. Past certain grace, trailblazing grace, is the lot of everyone that truly love God. things that eyes have not seen, things that ears have not heard, things that have not entered into the heart of any man, they are the things that God has reserved for them that love him. Every move of God is at a risk when money gets on the way. Every move of God is at a risk when money gets on the way. We have about 10, 11, or 12 prayer bulletins in church. Not one carries, "Oh God, send us money." We serve a most responsible Father, a covenant-keeping God. When I sent you without purse or scripts or shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Thomas was there. When they went after his mission, he guaranteed their provision. The laborer is worthy of his hire. When God gives you a project to execute, he has reserved a budget to execute it. The glory of this little house shall be greater than the former. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord. He won't put it in the pocket of any man in case it disappears. He holds the budget in his hand. Many years ago, I knew by the Spirit of God that every project commanded by God enjoys heaven's budget for its execution. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord. We have never borrowed, not when we were 4 and 10 and 20 and 40. Heaven's supply is available to everyone on a mission for him. It's available to everyone on a mission for him. Simon said, "Give me some of this power." He said, "Your money perish with you." Until tomorrow, people are now, "I want to get into your anointing. This is a seed." I don't know where they got it from. My mentor's grace came heavy on me in 1982. Heavy. I spend, and yet, yay, I can never be poor. No guesswork. March 22nd, 1982. And you were with me on that trip. You don't buy into anointings with money. No. It's a new technology invented by people. You can't buy into nobody's anointing with money. You buy with a thirst and a panting to assess what that anointed vessel carries. Show me the secret. And I carried his book and Mama Gloria's book. I'm saying, God, show me what to show him. Just show me what to show them. I couldn't see him, so there's no way I can send any check to him. We need to be free from the love of money, not to miss our next levels in ministry. We need to free ourselves from it. Very clean story. We saw how Gehazi lost his place in ministry. "My master has speared this Syrian. Ooh, I will run after him and get somewhat from him." He got the goose and came along with the curse. He carried the leprosy, and that was the end of Gehazi's ministry. Jesus prayed and chose the 12, and then Judas was one of them. When they were pouring the oil on the feet of Jesus, that woman with the alabaster oil, Judas said, "This thing would have been so, would have given to the poor." Jesus said, "Wait a minute. He's not saying that because he loves the poor, but because he's a thief. And he has the work." And you know where it ended? He committed suicide. The next phase is not in view for any money monger in ministry. It has been consistent over the years. Pours his heart out. I had him say, "We'll never go," he said before the Lord, "to any meeting for financial consideration." One of the cheapest giants of the gospel to host in the world. Zero pressure. It's not merchandise. Go after God. Goodness and mercy will keep following after you. Go after God in truth and in deed. I saw his given life, so I knew the secret behind God's grace upon his life. And if a man can be given this kind, given that kind, there must be something else found. For the first time, we have this strong wave across this continent. We must be careful not to miss God. Somebody said, you know, the reason why they take only one offering at the Faith Tabernacle, they are very big. When we were very small, we were 4 and 5. Some are still here today. And 10 and 20 and 24, we took only one offering. When you assess the secret behind heaven's supplies, you will stop running after people. People should be the last when they come to church, not apprehensive. People should not be tensed on when they come to church, but experience true liberty in the house of God. We have seen heaven's supplies, so I can help you on how to assess it. My prayer is that money thing will not destroy your ministry. Amen. That money thing will not destroy your ministry. Amen. That money thing will not destroy your ministry. Amen. That money thing will not destroy your ministry. Amen. My prayer is that money thing will not destroy your ministry. Amen. If God commanded it, God is committed to it. Whatever God commands is committed to it. Who among you saw the glory of this house in its first estate? How do you consider? How do you see it now? Is it not in your sight as compared to nothing? Yet once, it's a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea. And I will shake all nations. And the glory of this little house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. There is nothing God ever commands without his budget in place for it. From now, begin to enjoy the release of heaven's budget. Yeah. This is how God gave us our first airplane. I was getting ready for that seminar in the morning, and the Lord said, "It's time to get the aircraft." Ooh. Time? Get the aircraft? We had no plan for it. "It's time to get the aircraft." And as usual, I don't hide anything God says. After that seminar teaching, I said, "Brethren, God just spoke to me as I was coming out this morning. It's time to get the aircraft." He said, "What's the name?" "I don't know." "What kind?" "I don't know." That was March 26, 1996. By September 18, the plane has landed. It wasn't mentioned one more time, except that Saturday morning. He has his budget. He has his plan. And he releases just his budget to meet with him. There was no single telephone call made to anybody. There was no single caucus made to me. So I have proved the reality of heaven's budget. Just make sure what you are doing is what God commands. Then you have committed him. Don't do anything on competition. Don't try to do something to compare with somebody else. No idea, no plan. It's time to get the aircraft. Then he came and said he would dedicate this sanctuary in 1 year. Ooh, 1 year. The time to construct is practically impossible. The resources to match the frequency of demand can only be with God. He declared it 17th of September, 1998, and the sanctuary was dedicated, completed September 18, 1999, with heaven supply at all times. We are not owing nobody from start to finish. They will tell you they need so much. Go ahead. You know why? It's not your budget that's running the construction. It's his budget. I pray that every financial tension and stress will come to an end in your life. Yeah. I pray that this come to an end in your life. Yeah. It has a cheap way of blocking the way forward. When you're under heavy financial tension, your concentration is affected. Revelation is blocked from flowing. And you are just there having activities. No impact. May that come to an end in everyone's life today. You don't have to build a 5,000 capacity sanctuary if you are not told to do so. Hear from God and then believe in his budget to execute it, not in your ability. We didn't have nothing in our resources to face that project. All that we had in our reserve was gone in 5 weeks. And we're going to be for 52 weeks. Yet he did it. Beware of the love of money. It draws men into destruction and perdition. O thou man of God, flee these things. Flee these things. Let the love of God take the place of the love of money in your heart. And before you wake up to know it, you and God are working together to make things happen in that ministry. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Nothing like understanding for your quest for outstanding results. A man that wanders away from the path of understanding, he shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Proverbs 21 and verse 16. We need to see, he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all your gettings, get understanding. Spiritual understanding will transform any life. You know what the Holy Ghost said to me, sir? As I sat in that place seeking the face of God to assess the secret of kingdom prosperity, he said, my son David, my kingdom prosperity does not answer to prayers. It has no respect for fasting. It's a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. That turned my life loose. There is no point breaking your head in prayer and fasting for finances. Just locate the covenant terms and connect with it. And you have committed God's integrity to fulfill his word. It's always working. Always working. May that financial tension that has been clouded, overwhelmed your ministry, be turned around tonight. Amen. Be turned around tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus came to the temple in Matthew 21 and verse 12 to 13. And he did something. We call it triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold those. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Beware of provoking the anger of God. Beware of being turned out of ministry. In Ezekiel 34, verse 9 and 10, there were these shepherds who were feasting on the sheep. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. There are many, many members of churches who are just pure. pure meat for the pastors. They just keep milking them. They have made many dry. Just milking them. They are not feeding them. They are just milking them. You want the next level of ministry as a pastor? You don't want to be thrown out of shepherdhood? Don't go after the milk of the sheep. Go after feeding them. Paul said, I seek not yours, but you. When you begin to see the welfare of the flock with passion, as you deliver the word for their transformation, blessings, goodness will just be following you. Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. And then they were ministering to him of their substance. Their life was being imparted by Christ. Luke 8:1-3. And they were ministering back to him of their substance, not left over. Ministry will always command inflow of resources when there is impact. When there is impact. When there is impact. It's not just a calling. The calling must have impact on the people before you can begin to experience inflow of blessings from heaven, both through them and outside them. Do you know unbelievers are bringing money during the building of the tabernacle? Stark unbelievers don't know God. Somebody came one day, they asked him, they say, from where? He said, my madam just say, anytime you give something here, something happens. He's not a believer at all. Heavy, heavy resources. You know God, he can get anything out of a fish. We have been told about angels. We are so limited to the natural scope that we don't open up to the supernatural. A woman here in church was a Muslim, got saved, and then got thrown out of her matrimonial home. Now the son was going to get married. There was nothing around to get it done. A man dressed in white walked up to Niger State and went to the son's house and said, come with me to the market. Got him a cow, got him soft drinks, got him everything, gave him 100,000 naira. And give him a number. That number never went through forever. Now, that same man in white clothing came down to Lagos and bought some things for the mother. The exact shoe they planned to put on, the dress and everything, the exact color. Left some money with the man and said, call the number of that woman that I've left some things here for him and leave this number for the woman to call me. Can't get the number forever. The angel of this commission went forth. The angel of that woman went forth and made all the supplies. How much more ministry? That's personal something. How much more ministry? But when you look up in the morning and all you are looking at is, I think with this congregation we should be able to have, oh my God, minimum 2 million naira. I thank you, Jesus. You look at it and say, ah, hallelujah. Ah, today's a great day. And then you begin to scrape the people. You'll be out of ministry in no time. You'll be out of ministry in no time. I hate to see pressure on the people God has given to me. I hate to see pressure. We had one meeting in Kaduna, our first place here. And then a man of God came. I began to put heavy pressure on the people. God saw him to come up. And I saw one of them. Look, if you took that man up and crash him down, he can't produce that amount of money. I knew him. So after I left, I called them. I said, you see, I'm your pastor. I get you out of that burden. I could see him breathe a great sigh of relief. Because there was no way. God will never ask Abraham to bring Isaac until he has given him Isaac. Don't let anybody put stupid pressure on your life. I've never been under any pressure. Go and bring $1 million and you don't have. Oh God, help me. For what? If a man gives according to what he has, it's accepted. Not according to what he has not. 2 Corinthians. And verse chapter 8 and verse 12. According to what he has, A man came to me and said, the Lord said to him, I should buy him a car. I said, thank God, I've no heart. At that point in my life, there was no way I could produce a car. It wasn't near me. Amen. He has no pity on me at all. I said, my friend, thank God, I've no heart. So he went small and came by and said, but God said he has spoken. So I said, tell him, I'm here to hear what he said. Amen. You know, God never puts anybody under pressure. I've come that you may have life and have it more. The simple message of my mentor over the years has not ceased imparted on my life because of truth and verity. Don't go off. You have all it takes to stay on. Don't go off. Don't go off. Don't go off. Today we run scholarship in millions of dollars. Don't go off. Start from where you are. Keep taking steps. Covenant steps forward. And you find destiny opening up to you and your ministry. That ministry will not die. Yeah. That ministry will not die. Yeah. You will not take steps that will kill that ministry. Yeah. That's God's plan for this hour. It has all it requires to build this glorious little house. We haven't seen anything yet. Heaven's supply is just about hitting the earth at very, very humbling dimensions. May your ministry be a part of it. May your ministry be a part of it. But he said, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? Luke 16 and verse 11. Pastors, you must separate the resources of your ministry from your personal resources. Otherwise, you'll be off the list of heaven's supplies. You are accountable for what comes to your ministry, but you only have access to what comes to you. Stand in the way and see and ask for the old path. We are the good ways and walk in it. We are your father's throat and you find rest for your souls. But he said, we will not walk in it. Jeremiah 6, 16 and 17. We are modern day ministers. That does not apply to us. And so, no rest. And so, no progress. And so, no advancement. David said, I've given out of my own private treasure. That is the kingdom treasure. That is his private treasure. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 3. Every minister needs his private treasure. Every minister needs to define and demarcate between the resources of the kingdom for which he's responsible and answerable to God, and his own private resources. Somebody sent me a seed and a check, 1996, and then wrote my name on it, and I said, I'd like to see the letter. And I got the letter, and I discovered that it was for the work of the ministry. So I ministered on that check. I sent it to church. My account staff, my personal account staff said, sir, but it's written your name. I said, can't you see the letter? Am I the work of the ministry? I'm a worker in the ministry. Now, it was a million naira check. That was a lot of money then. But I endorsed it to church excitedly and consciously. I've never lacked my private resources till tomorrow. We live in a small place here. Every brass farthing is from our private treasure. Every brass farthing. If you will not be faithful financially, you will not be fruitful financially. You are answerable to God on how you deal with his resources at your disposal. You can't write a check on church money for a suit to wear. You can't write a check on church money for your children's school fees. Those are your private concerns. Yes, you have your pay. The offerings in church are not yours. They came to worship their God with it. And for the purpose of the kingdom of their God. And so you are answerable to God on it. You know, whether you're a minister or a member of the body of Christ, the word of God applies to everybody. The cross of the Lord is in the house of the thief. What makes a thief is what is not from where it is, is the art of stealing. Whether you steal from God, you steal from man, you steal from your father, or you steal from your mother, a thief is a thief. And the cross of the Lord is there to destroy whatever he has heaped up through unjust means. I was 20 years old when the Lord opened my eyes to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. He said, as the ostrich, verse 11, lays eggs and hatched them not, so is he that getteth riches and not by right. He shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. That is God's verdict for unjust access to riches. A friend of mine came visiting me in that time, and I said, David, his name is also David, let me show you what the Lord showed me. Don't touch anybody's thing all your life, or you cut short on your lifespan. I was 20 years old. We need to be conscious of this. Your personal well-being is guaranteed. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Just stay on the labor field, doing what you are told to do, and doing it diligently. It's a rewarder of them that diligently serve him. And you never run out of supplies. You never run out of supplies. You never run out of supplies. So your personal need is guaranteed as you serve the Lord in truth and in deed. When I sent you without pause or scripts and you went on my mission, lack ye anything? And they said, nothing. The end of lack and want has finally come in your life. The end of lack and want has finally come in your ministry. You will not beg anymore. Your next levels will be opening up on God's budget. Everything he tells you to do, it will back it up. In the name of Jesus. We had an awesome commandment this year to plant 5,000 churches. 5,000 new churches. That's a lot of demand, both in getting the right people. And so we made an announcement, and then, you know, people began to apply. We began to screen them. Now, that, if they go 1-1, that's 5,000 people added to your wage bill. If they go 2-2, which is God's agenda, that is 10,000 people added to your wage bill. Now, to get the station set, that's a lot of money. To get facilities and housing for missionaries, that's a lot of money. But everything is going on without stress. Not one dime offering has been raised yet. As of last Sunday, 2,700 plus of these churches are already in place. And in the next 3 weeks, the balance of 3,000 for phase two that we did will be completed. And then we have 2,000 more to phase between now and September. So that we can now get ourselves free in preparation for Shiloh. All at his expenses. All by his supplies. When God tells you to do something, just trust him. We have been told about trust. If you don't have a foundation of faith, you don't have a future in ministry. He said, build upon your faith. So it's faith we are building on. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. It says, above all, giving all diligence. Add to your faith. That's the foundation of anything that will have a future. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that it shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he went on, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Ye shall never fall. When the word say never, it means never. If these things abide in you, you shall never fall. Never fall. Never fall. Never fall. I saw a man on the television screen many, many years ago, and I said to my wife, this man will not last there. I just saw him building lies upon lies. This man will not last. They said, how do I know? I said, just watch. He disappeared in no time. Under 2 years, he was gone. If I mention that name, you will never know. Just godliness. Love. Patience. We were told about that yesterday. I mean, everything about God works on principles. We don't live in a lawless kingdom. The first kingdom of God on earth was the Garden of Eden. It was guided by law. You may eat everything here, but the day you touch this, you're out of here. And he went and told him, my wife gave me. Did he force in your mouth? He said, you are irresponsible, my friend. Get out of here. And put an angel to guard the place. You can't enter here anymore. The angels were throwing their sword, if you like, come. So that was the end. May you not be shot out of that church. By learning how to behave in the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground of truth. One pastor said to me, I don't know why people are not giving in this church. I said, they can't trust you. I just told them, they can't trust you. This car you are riding is above this level that you are. They can't trust you. They can't trust you. Beware of the love of money. It can get anybody out of ministry any day. By the time you get to, I must get it by all means, you're already going off. You're already going off. But you will not go off in Jesus' name. Now, what is the cure for this? Godliness with contentment is a great gain. We need to buy into the virtue of contentment. But godliness with contentment is great gain. It creates a great future. You know, sir, why I love the book, Six Steps to Excellence in Ministry, is that it gives a clean story of where to begin from. And he said to Abraham, from the place where thou art, start from where you are. The tithe of $100 is $10. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. A senior colleague of mine said to me, Brother David, did I hear that you got a car? I said, yes, God bless me with a fantastic car. He said, did I hear it's Volkswagen Beetle? I said, yes. And he did like this. If riding a car is riding a Beetle, no. And it was a seal of no. The no stayed on him. The no stayed on him. That car is a gift of God for me, and anything from God is good and perfect. So I celebrated God for it. But are we still there now? No. I don't need a car to move anywhere in the world. If I stand on the road, many cars will stop. many cars will stop. The man who said that, bless his soul. The last I knew, he's never bought a car by himself. When I was a day here, I gave 23 cars out on this ground. Life. Anything you don't appreciate cannot multiply. You don't appreciate it, it will multiply. We lived in the church office, my wife and I, and our little son. The office, it was built under an office building, and so it has 5 rooms. And so we used 2 rooms for office, and the sitting room was the reception. Only 1 toilet in that building. The whole church uses that toilet. You don't wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, you can't have your bath. Because some pastors, they are coming, they're just going to the toilet straight. We were having a great time. It's a phase of life. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. If you don't enjoy the phase you are, you may never experience a change. Just bless God for it. Some are sleeping outside. And then you have a room inside to stay. Bless God for it. Some are coming to the office, they just mistakenly knock the door to the room. It's all in the same place. It's one bungalow building. You don't go up or down. You are just on the same floor. But you are enjoying it. I was the first sweeper of this church. You are praying for people to come. You can't be asking them to come and sweep when they come. So I lend the money, I wear my short knicker, and then clean the place and pray over the benches. These benches, look, you hate waste. I've spent time here. Bring them down. Bring them in. All those are faces of life. Faces of life. I pray contentment, godly contentment, will rule everyone's life from now. Amen. Don't go to someone's church and come back and say, "Hello, brethren. We are going to start a church building now." You just blow up one thing that you don't even have faith to carry. And then you start struggling. And the people start leaving. They start leaving. By the time you look, they have all left. Like the story of Brother Egan, he was preaching somewhere. And then people started going and going. Remaining the pastor that invited them. So the pastor went up to him and said, "I think we can also go." Amen. Be contented. When it's time to walk, walk with excitement. When it's time to ride a motorbike, ride a motorbike with excitement. When it's time to own one rickety car, enjoy it. You're on your way up. You are not ending there. It's a phase of your life. Enjoy godly contentment in your walk with God, and you never come under financial tension. You never, never come under financial tension. Somebody went, I said, "He should buy me a pair of shoes." I gave him money. Then he came back, he told me the shoe he got. He said, "It's very good." I said, "It's not very good. Whatever I don't have money for, it's not very good." Then I asked him, I said, does the shoe have engine? Now when you step into it, it will be driving you on. No. I don't prize what I don't have the means to acquire. Leave it there. Leave it there. God is taking you somewhere. There was a time, sir, we had a grass cathedral. Grass. We built our church with grass. And with excitement, I will tell everybody, this is the largest grass cathedral in the world. If you have seen any other one, let me know. We were having really good time under the grass cathedral in a city. No shame. That's provision, the provision that God has made, and we're enjoying it. You are going places? You are going places? You are going places? Say with me, "I shall be contented with godly contentment all the days of my life." I shall be contented with godly contentment all the days of my life. All the days of my life. All the days of my life. Number 2, believe that life is in phases. Like in the parable of the sower, he said, Mark chapter 4, verse 27 to 28. when a seed is cast into the ground and you go and sleep and wake up and the seed should grow up, you don't know how. First, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First, the blade. It doesn't look like what you are looking for. It doesn't look like what you are planting. And then the air. And then the full corn in the air. That's how life yields returns. The first thing looks like grass. The second thing looks like flower. And after that came what you are looking for. Enjoy every stage. Only poor farmers go to operate the blade. This is not what I planted. That's what you planted. It's coming up in phases. 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 I pray one more time that no one's ministry will be sold off to the love of money. Enjoy where you are is taking you somewhere else. Starting from where we are is the gateway to the topmost top in life. Just start from where you are. Don't despise the days of small things. Inside those days, like the great days ahead. Put your best into it. I remember mama will carry a baby and be hanging around the book stand and the tape stand, and you'll be carrying the speakers to set up the meeting. That was the beginning. That was the beginning. Which holds the future of that ministry? That's what holds the future of that ministry. Our first office in our Kaduna church was inside the church. My wife had a table on one side of the church in front. I had the other one in the middle. And then God has the one at the center. Amen. And life went on. That was the only place available. But that's not where you are ending. Don't despise the days of small things. Though thy beginning be very small, the word said thy latter end shall yet greatly increase. Everything big today started small yesterday. Everything great today started little yesterday. And there is nothing small that cannot become big. There is nothing big that cannot be yet bigger. There is nothing little that cannot become great. And there is nothing great that cannot become greater. And greater yet, and greater yet, and greater yet, until Jesus comes. Enjoy every stage with all excitement. How many will believe that we had our first set of musical equipment in this church? 1986. We can manufacture anything we want now. 1986. And I knew the amount. I won't tell you the amount. Amen. In those days when you came to minister in our church as a music ministry or minister, you carry your equipment come, you carry your equipment go. We go back to clamping and then doing our thing. Praise God. Life! Life. We once had a need of 3,000 naira to pay off the rent facility of the church. Now, power runs here in Canaan land 24/7. Our own supplied power, not government, not public. Since 1999 till date, come and give the Lord praise. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. Enjoy where you are, be straightforward. Don't play games, don't be crooked. You don't play crooked to wear a crown. God. He delivers crowns of righteousness. Don't play games. Don't climb on people. Don't take advantage of people. Don't sit on them. Don't be lord over them. There is one Lord. His name is Jesus Christ. Let them serve God with all excitement, all willingness, no coercions. Keep them on the path of the covenant and allow them to operate as God enables them and graces them. You have a healthy church. We have a super healthy church to the glory of God. A super healthy church, no apprehension, no anxieties. You come to church, you know, you've come to worship God. And you worship him at your level when it's time to give an offering, at your level. No coercions. No make-believe pressure. No prophesying into people's pockets. Just living your life and you find things working all the day. all the day. The first time I heard that we give so much every month to Covenant University to run in the beginning, I couldn't believe it. They told me, I said, no, it can't be. Oh, we have the records. We have the records. And we have never prayed to pay staff and faculty here, not once. We have never raised an overdraft from any bank to do it, not once. And we have never raised an offering to do it in church, not once. I have a little understanding of this great supplier God. When you are doing his bidding, you have committed his integrity. You'll never be stressed anymore in your life. Whatever brings you stress is a proof of disorder. So get back and order your life after the truth, and you'll be okay. You don't have to send your children to school that you can't pay. I've never prayed for children's school fees in my life. They go to school that doesn't need prayer. the school they go is the one that doesn't need prayer. So there is no time to be spending on that. You go to the school that I can afford, not the school that I need help to pay. Life. And don't let people come to church and thinking that, okay, I don't know what they will say again today. I know they will collect money today. I know. The way I saw the pastor yesterday, I know they will collect money. Don't let them come smiling, laughing. We are going into the presence of God and refreshed. And then the word begins to penetrate their life and their life begins to change. The Lord said to me as I close, don't raise money. Raise men. And you will always have all the money you need for ministry. Every ministry committed to raising of men will never lack resources. As the word imparts on them, their resources begin to impart on the ministry. That's why these great giants in the kingdom are going on around the world up to tomorrow. The impact of the world begins to commit God for supplies, and he will do that through human vessels when he needs to. Otherwise, he will do it by himself. He said, I saw for an intercessor, I couldn't find it, so my own arm brought me salvation. God is not limited by man. God is never limited by man. From unthinkable areas, you find God bringing us resources. That will be your experience. Don't raise money, raise men, and you have more money than you ever need for ministry. Don't raise money, raise men, and you have more money than you will ever need for ministry. Don't raise money, raise men. So go after the souls of men as you live here. As your ministry begins to impact on them, resources will start flowing in by the hand of God and through the lives of many that are imparted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, every given ministry will keep enjoying heaven's supplies. Every given ministry. It's God's covenant for supernatural supplies. Every given ministry is entitled to continuous supernatural supplies from God. Every. There is he that scattereth and yet has more. And it's he that withholdeth more than is required and intends more unto penury. He said, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered unto himself. During the Ikeja bomb blast, and so many innocent people were affected, our mission was rated as the largest charity organization that gave for the rescue of the people. In fact, the Red Cross said that was next to what Red Cross gave during the Civil War. Amazing things were pushed to them, and heavens further opened for our ministry. We just finished sending some relief materials now to Boko Haram affected areas. Amazing blessings from God. Response. The giving life of this man has touched on my life in every way. There is nothing I cannot give, including his life. There is nothing he cannot give. Saw somebody giving an airplane to another ministry to run. First time, second time. I don't know how many times now. That's what brings heavenly refreshing on our finances. Why the earth remained? Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter shall not cease. That's the way to it. There are many paraministry institutions in this country today that draw resources from this place. By the grace of God. That's how life is lived. That's God's eternal covenant for assessing heaven's abundance. Except you can break the covenant of God with the day and with the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then you cannot break his covenant with his servants. That's the word of the Lord. Supplies will cease when our giving ceases. It's vital. And I have to say this here, sir. The Lord told you that 10% of all that comes to you as tithe goes out. And you have kept to it for many, many years. I never got that story, but God said to me, the tithe that Abraham gave was not his personal tithe. It was the tithe of his company. He said, the same way the heavens open over individuals' lives, over organizations, the same way heavens open over organizations, including churches. It was a very raw encounter with God. September 4, 1987. So we came down. I came down with that light from heaven. And we began to implement it. The resources we have been enjoying, there is no offering that can handle it. It's purely a raw opening of the heavens. I know where we were when that word came to me. And I know where we are today by grace. 10% applies to everyone and every system. All the tithes of the land is the Lord. All the tithes of the land. All the tithes of the land is the Lord. Whether the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. When I came across that story, my faith was reinforced. I wasn't mad after all. We are doing the will of God. This is how to walk out of financial tension. Be contented. Engage in covenant practice tirelessly. Give to charity with excitement. Remember the poor in what you do. Impart on the lives of the needy around you, and you'll find supplies continues to flow. We don't pray for it here. We just do what makes it happen. We just do what makes it happen. And as you keep doing this in love, the heavens will keep opening wider and wider every day. I decree an end to every form of financial tension in your life and ministry. I decree an end to every form of financial tension in your life and ministry. I decree an end to every form of financial tension in your life and ministry. I decree an end to it, and it comes to an end today. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Shall we all rise, please? I am free from the trap of the love of money. The love of God will preoccupy my heart. I will walk in the covenant in the pursuit of the mandate of God on my life. No more games. Never in my life. I shall walk in truth and serve God faithfully and serve God with covenant understanding and live my life in pleasure and no more under pressure. He said, if you shall serve, he said, if they will obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Every form of financial pressure is over in your life today. Yeah. Let's welcome God's prophet to speak a word into your life as we close this session tonight. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise.
There is a place in God. There is a place in covenant abundance. The man, the woman, the ministry that is covenant-minded with God becomes one with God and becomes one with his supply. For when we enter into that place where we realize that the very words, seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is a blood-backed statement. It is absolute truth. And when you walk in it and say, I have a covenant with God, he has said that, and I do that, therefore all is added unto me because I count it not robbery to be thinking, and let this mind be in me, that I am equal with him. I am a joint heir in his covenant and in this ministry. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare the blessing of the Lord. I declare the covenant of God. I declare tonight to this congregation the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And know that you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Master of the universe is your very Savior, is your very joint heir. And tonight, we have walked into a place that is very rare in him indeed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for your presence. We praise you, and we receive every word you have spoken to us throughout this conference up until this very, very moment. I declare it so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
If anything has happened today, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Let's give him thanks and praise for a moment and just celebrate before him. That's what he demands of us. Every time you have a touch from him, celebrate it. Then you are qualified for the next touch. Come on now, let's praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we've come to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we've come to say.
Everybody. Amen. You are stepping into your realms of next levels. Yeah. Amazing things will start turning up in every area of your life and ministry. Yeah. The you that came here is not the you that is returning. Yeah. Something has realigned you from inside. Yeah. And you are returning with amazing testimony. So shall it be. After the second word tomorrow, we'll be having a special anointing session. Amen. And so we are advised or admonished to come along with our bottles of oil. It will be blessed and shall be turned to the holy anointing oil. And it will enable you to deliver your mandate in fullness. Said, thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons that they may minister to me in the priest's office. your priesthood will begin to speak on a new frequency. That will give you the territory where you belong. You get back to that place, everything will be answering to you direct. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Has today been a blessing to you from the morning session? Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Give God more praise tonight. Nobody like him. Now let's wave our beautiful hands before the Lord. Waving your hands to him means taking all the glory. Means, Lord, take all the glory. It means, Lord, take all the glory. 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 Is that what somebody is doing tonight? Take all the glory. Take all the glory. For all the happenings, morning session, afternoon workshop session, tonight session, Father, take all the glory. Take all the glory. It all belongs to you, not to any man. Take all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Is somebody saying amen?
Amen.
Make it thankful, amen.
Amen.
Be reminded, tomorrow morning session starts at 8, 1 hour before then, 7 a.m. You're free to come have a personal time before the Lord as the auditorium opens 7 a.m. As soon as
we... This is StatsNow Channel. StatsNow Channel is a media platform set up by the Holy Spirit to shake out mediocrity from children of God. This is the time to build up yourself and release the power of God into your world. Why wait till tomorrow when you can start building yourself today? Join us on our Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram platforms and get set for an encounter.